San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, June 14, 2020. Today's lesson is, Where Do I Go From Here? With Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. So good morning. I am thrilled to be here with you today. It's Flag Day, you know. And Flag Day, June 14th, was also my father-in-law's birthday. And he lived in Michigan and on a large plot of land, and their house was on the front acre, and then it would be like 40 acres all over. But he had a pool, and part of the celebration of his birthday every year was getting in the pool. No matter what else had to happen, no matter what day of the week it was, he was in that pool with his flag flying on his flag birthday. And so I honor the memory of Glenn Core, who was a beloved man, great husband, great father. So today is a beautiful day. And today we are going to look more at accepting where we are right here and right now. And so the first thing I would like us to accept is that anchoring truth that supports us in everything that we know, that we believe, that we are. There's one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call that one power God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. Self-existent. It is because it is. It's like the biblical thing, I am that I am. I am that I am. It simply is. Nothing came outside and created the universe. The universe is the breath of the divine. And so let us anchor ourselves in that unassailable truth. So today, accepting where we are right here and right now, we want to remember it's not where we've been or where we're going. It's life as it is in this present moment. And in this present moment, you are in this room. I am in this room. And there is a community of heart right here in this very room. We want to accept life in all parts, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Because acceptance is the key to moving forward in life. Acceptance is the doorway to new opportunities. It opens the heart and the mind to new ideas and inspiration. And now, right now, is your opportunity to accept where you are on your spiritual path. Right now. You have a relationship with that one power, with that one presence, the creator of all. It has always been guiding you and directing you all of the time in your life. But were you aware of it? That little inner voice, that gut feeling, that bitter taste, these are all things that are guidance for you. And this is an important message this month, accepting where you are. It's important to realize that the only way to make a significant and lasting change to your life and to move is to move forward. The only way we can change our lives is to move forward. And we want to have peace of mind exactly where we are in the present moment. Peace of mind. It's always available to you. But when we are focused on outward things, that inner peace of mind can wind up being overloaded by the noise in our minds, what we're thinking, all these different things, the millions of voices inside that are just our old tapes, things we have heard from the time we were children, just playing over and over and over in our mind when we focus on the outer. When we focus on the inner, we get very clear. We get that peace of mind because we know we are one with the divine. And the divine is not affected by the outside. To have the peace of mind, you have to be aware of where you are in the present moment. No matter what happened in the past, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, or yesterday, the wisdom of acceptance paves the way to a positive change in your life. Acceptance not only means the act of taking something that is offered to you, it's the mental attitude that takes responsibility for what is. I am responsible for what is in my life. If I argue with myself about it, I'm not accepting it. I'm resenting it. And resentment is a horrible, black, gritty emotion. It's like goose slime. You may not like what is. You may not be satisfied with the way things are going in your life, but there is a realization in this mental attitude of the way things are. We're almost half the way through this calendar year of 2020. Some of us are evaluating our progress. Have we reached our goals? Have we accomplished what we set out to? All of those intentions we wrote in January, how are they coming along? We all know how mine is coming along. Got the kitchen floor laid this week. Got the threshold on the back door replaced this week. But still, there's the bathroom in the office to get done and the kitchen cabinets and all of this all occurring. Because my intention was my home is in good repair. My home is in good repair. Maybe we have not yet fulfilled our intentions, but for me, it's clearly in the works. But we can accept where we are, and we can chart our course for the remaining months of this year of explorations in consciousness. And it's an amazing year. It's an amazing year. Things have happened this year that most of us, if they told us last year, well, this is going to happen next year, we'd go, oh, you're nuts. No way. No. You're making up fairy tales. And yet, we are living in some of the most momentous times of our world. I doubt that we will have another year like this in our lifetime. And do you know what is interesting to me is all of the stuff going on all around the world, we are not in a war. We are not right now in a war. We are not going out and attacking people. We are doing some policing actions around the world, yes. But with everything else going on, you think, well, we must be in a war. World War I was a huge devastator. World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Middle Eastern War, all of these. But right now, we are not at war. And I find that just stunning. The only war we are in is with ourselves. That's the only war we could possibly be in. Do I do this? Do I do that? Am I battling against myself or am I opening myself up to acceptance of what is going on around me? I can recognize it. I can see that it is happening, but I don't have to buy into it. I can say, I am clear. I am a vessel of love. I am radiating peace and love. And when I'm doing that, I'm being true to myself. I am accepting my divine inheritance. It's who I am. It's who you are. It's who every single one of us is, no matter how anybody behaves or what anybody says. And this is the value of acceptance. You may not know exactly how to proceed or what to do next, but when you accept that this is where I am, that's when the real work begins. The real inner work. Where do I go from here? Where do I go from here? Where do you go from here? And where is here? If we can't recognize here, it's kind of hard to figure out where we're going to go next. An American author, Wendell Berry, said, "It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And when we no longer know which way to go, we have begun our real journey." That part's worth repeating. When we no longer know which way to go, we have begun our real journey. Because first we have to go within to know where to go on the outside. So we want to ask ourselves, where do I go from here? Life is a journey, not a destination. We don't get born, live our life, and at the end get a certificate of achievement and angel's wings. That's not how it works. Because then everything that we did from the time we born to the time we leave the body would be meaningless. If all we got was a, yeah, thanks for being on the earth. We are here to express the divine. And that is a journey. It's a journey. You may have heard that before, but the true essence of its meaning is often lost because we're so busy making plans. I'm planning to do this next week. I'm planning to do that in 5 years. But those aren't destinations. Those are steps. And too often we'll miss the sweetness and the beauty of life because we're in so much of a hurry to accomplish all that we set out to do. One of my friends said, "Well, how's the schedule coming along for your home getting rebuilt?" And I said, "You know, it's interesting because it's taking a while for the physical things to occur, but amazingly, they are occurring in the divine timing as I am ready to proceed to the next step. There are things that I could not have done in February that I'm doing now. And it's all a part of having grown. This thing called life is not a dress rehearsal. Life is a continuous journey of ups and downs, twists and turns, comedies and tragedies. All the world's a stage and all the people are players. And every now and then, if we step back, we can see all of the activity that's going on. We can see the different players, the different schemes, the highs and the lows. We can see them and realize that they do not affect us as the observer. We are the observer. We don't have to go and interact with the tragedies and interact with the comedies. But we as the observer can say, I see that that is what everyone else sees. And yet I see the truth that all is well, even with all these plots and subplots and scripts and improvs, all is well. Everything is working out exactly as it should. Everyone is playing their parts perfectly. I am. You are. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way, but have faith. Have faith. Accept who you are is a divine, immortal, spiritual being. And when you accept that, that wisdom, that who you are, everything else starts to smooth out. So here's another interesting thing. You're going to wind up where you're headed. You are going to wind up where you're headed. Which also can be said, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. What that means is no matter where you end up in life, you cannot escape who you are. And I think that's a good thing. In counseling and in our classes, oftentimes we have had a fellow student say, well, this one was mean to me and that one was mean to me and that happened to me and that happened to me and all these horrible things happened to me and people are angry with me, and we find a very appropriate and kind way to say, in all of those situations, with all of those different people, places, and things, what is the common denominator? Me. I am the common denominator of everything going on in my life. Does that mean that other people are unkind? Maybe. Does it mean that they're not unkind? No. People behave as they behave. We don't have to take it personally. And yet we don't want to blame everybody else because we are not accepting who we are. We are not looking at where do I go from here? Things are not working out. Where do I go from here? So you can run, but you can't hide from your true self. And if you are having repeat scenarios, same life, same actions, different faces, it's time to look within. Look within. What am I contributing to this? Do I need to argue back? What if I just stand there and say, thank you for sharing that with me? Or is my dear friend, Dr. Kathy Hearn, would say, tell me more. You bring something to her, and she says, tell me more. And when you tell more, you start to get deeper, and you start to see, what is my issue that is playing out among the world in front of me? No matter how good or bad you think you are, your consciousness remains with you. So my suggestion is stop thinking you're bad, because there is good in everything. It's not always clear, but there is good in everything. And some of these things that we experience, it takes distance in time to see the good. Not distance in space, not if I don't like what's going on in California, I move to New York and everything's going to be peachy wonderful. No, because wherever I go, there I am. I'm the same me. So whatever I have here in California, I will recreate in New York until I change my behavior, my consciousness, my awareness, and accept my infinite divinity. Norman Vincent Peale is the author of many books, including The Power of Positive Thinking. And he said, it is of practical value to learn to like yourself. Since you spend so much time with yourself, you might as well get some satisfaction out of the relationship. I like that. It's like, who's the person I spend the most time with? Me. If I don't like me, I'm going to be miserable all the time. You can't escape you. And trying to escape is indicative of not accepting where you are and who you are. So we want to accept who we are so that we are able to move forward. Where do I go from here? Even if you think that you can leave a relationship, change jobs, move to another city, and expect everything to change, if you don't change your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs, life will not be any different. The scenery may change and the people may be different, but the same issues stay with you until you make the conscious decision to change your perception about life. So where do I go from here? Let's twist that up a little. Where do I grow from here? What can I learn? What can I do to improve myself? How can I grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually? We are like plants turning to the sun for nourishment. However, it's important to take this opportunity to take a closer look at how deep your roots are. How deep are your roots? It's wise to evaluate how deep your spiritual roots are that tap into your source of inspiration and nourishment. There's a message for all of us in how a certain type of bamboo grows. You may have heard this one. This bamboo, and I forgot its name, but it's a specific bamboo, can remain dormant for 3 to 5 years. No sign of growth is evident. And then all of a sudden, it grows at a rate of 2.5 feet per day. Can you imagine that? 2.5 feet every day. I mean, you go out there one day, it's nothing. The next day, 2.5 feet. The next day, it's 5 feet. And there's a lot of people who have an eye level at less than 5 feet. So they can't see over the bamboo. And if that's not all enough people on the second day, the third day, it's going to be 7.5 feet. And I don't know anybody with an eye level above 7.5 feet. So here it is, just magnificently growing, unlimited, it seems. It has the potential to grow up to 90 feet tall in less than a week. Amazing. Dormant, 3 to 5 years, 90 feet tall in a week. Does that sound like a spiritual awakening to you? Does to me. We can learn so much from Mother Nature with all of these examples. All the things we see, these are examples of how life works. So now, where do I grow from here? Right where we are right now. Right where I am. Where do I grow from here? Right where you are. Where do you grow from here? Remember that every day, every thought, everything you say, every action, you are silently sending out your root system into the fertile substance of the universe. You are spreading your roots, and then you will grow into wherever you are putting your roots. If we are saying the world is horrible, there are terrible things going on in certain cities and states, and this is awful, and we stand there in that concept, and we let our roots dig deep into that concept, they are not going to give us the sense of fulfillment and upliftment and openness that we would have if we were standing not in the ideas of what is going on around us, but in the truth. Stand over here. I am standing in the light. I am standing in the spiritual truth of my divine nature and the divine nature of every single person, place, and thing in those situations in the cities and the states that are going in. I'm standing here and saying, there is light within each and every one. There is love within each and every one. And I call upon all of the energy with which I am one to embrace their light. Embrace that inner glow, that inner love. And it's because it's our divine nature to grow in our lives. And just like the law, you know, the universe can only say yes. So we want to grow our roots in muck. Okay, we have a mucky life because our roots are in muck. We want to say, no, I'm tired of the muck. I want to be filled with light and love. Universe says, yes, let's reveal that light and love. So I have a question for you today, as I sometimes do. Are you willing to move forward in life knowing that you are supported and encouraged to grow? Yes or yes? Yes. Okay, so place your hand over your heart and affirm with me. Today I accept who I am.
Today I accept who I am.
And where I am.
And where I am.
I know that life is a journey.
I know that life is a journey.
Wherever I go, there I am. And I am supported as I continue to grow. And so it is. Just breathe. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Because you just accepted exactly who you are. Yeah. You just accepted exactly where you are. I couldn't be more excited for you. And understanding that life is a journey, that everything we do, everywhere we go, is a magic carpet ride. Life is a journey. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. And he has a passage that gives us comfort and assurance that all of us are on the perfect path of peace, fulfillment, and joy. This is on pages 527 and 528, and it is called, it's one of his little meditations for self-help. It's called, The Way is Made Clear Before Me. The way is made clear before me. I do not falter or fall. The way of the Spirit is my way, and I am compelled to walk in it. My feet are kept on the path of perfect law. The way is prepared before me, and that way is a path of peace, of fulfillment, and joy. The way is bright with the light of love and kindness. The way I tread is a pleasant and happy one. I see the way, and I walk in it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine because the way is made clear before me and illuminated. So our question remains, where do I go from here? Is your path clear? Are you allowing Spirit to guide and direct you? Do you know what direction you're headed? It's a question that I find fascinating. And here's another one. If you're standing on the North Pole, what direction would you begin your journey?
Within.
Absolutely, within. Yes, within. Before we embark on any journey, it's wise to have a direction you intend to travel. You might need a compass or a map or a GPS or Google Maps. I use Google Maps on my phone for directions to where I'm going, traveling on the road. Whatever your choice of tools, it's wise to have a plan. Notice I'm not saying you need a plan. If you don't have a plan, I'll give you a plan. No. It is wise to have a plan. And everyone's plan is unique because everyone is unique. Wherever we go, there we are. A plan of faith, trust, and confidence in the one power and presence that is your ultimate GPS, your God positioning system. So I want to close this morning's lesson with an essay by a traveler, fellow spiritual traveler, named Diarmuid Cronin. Cronin says, "I don't know where you are on your path. I have never stood in your shoes. I see not with your eyes. I know not what your purpose is here in this stage of your evolution. But I feel blessed to know you, as you are not in my life by chance. Are you my teacher, as I hope you learn from me? I pray I show reverence to you. I pray not to judge you. I wish to let you be who you are, who you dream of being. I will just be beside you and watch you grow. And the day will come for sure when we will know why our paths crossed this way. And until then, my friend, be who you must be." And so as we conclude our time together this morning, know that you have my support, the support of the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, our ministers and practitioners' support, and our blessings on your journey in life. So join us next week for the Father's Day lesson. I will be presenting Lessons from My Father. And I will have a coloring page for all of us. So thank you for your time and attention. Namaste.